Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. This is the podcast based on the fundamentals of success for the 21st century. My name is Jordan Lane Miller and I'm excited to be here with you, sharing my experiences, insights, successes, and struggles. Most importantly, my struggles with them, because I think that's how we all can grow together and learn from each other. But before I go any farther, let me share those 8 success fundamentals for the 21st century. Number 1 is EQ, or emotional intelligence. Number 2 is communication. Number 3, self-management. Number 4, health. Number 5, finances. Number 6, leadership. Number 7, entrepreneurship. And number 8, goal setting. And on this episode, I'd like to share some thoughts about finances. And this is certainly not at all a political podcast. I don't intend to impose or even really share my viewpoints on that. The reason I wanted to do this episode was because recently I was hearing that there's a lot of, with the campaign season, I guess, coming into are starting and different candidates talking about or announcing that they're going to be running for certain position offices, presidential campaigns. There's been discussion or talks about what their ideas are on taxes. And that's really what I want to talk about. I'm not saying I'm for or against any of these policies. What has me more intrigued is the response that people have based on what these candidates are claiming they're going to do on taxes. Now, taxes obviously is a part of finances. And the reason that finances is one of the fundamentals is because it's very hard with the way that we have set up to do anything without, or do much of what you want without some kind of finances. But the problem is that we are not taught anything about finances growing up. It certainly isn't a subject that is prevalent in our school system. Yet taxes are the most expensive thing that we will ever incur in our life, and most people don't realize that. So I'm not here to say whether I'm for or against someone wanting to impose or wanting to create an estate tax or a tax on the wealthy or the super rich, or even if it's someone who another candidate saying they want to give a bunch of tax breaks to the poor, or you know, the less fortunate, or whatever it is. The point is that the reaction and response that people have based on their social media, hashtags and trends, is that they demonstrate that they don't have really a clue, and they don't have an understanding of of what taxes are, what they would do, why they should be there. So someone claiming that, it's wrong to tax somebody who has accumulated wealth, doesn't quite understand it. Someone who is claiming that that the government should tax the super wealthy, doesn't get it either, because everybody needs to make their contribution, whether it's just tokens or whether it's pennies. No matter what, everybody needs to make their contribution. And I'm not saying everybody should make the same amount of contribution. Obviously, that's not how it works. But everybody should be happy to contribute the amount that they're responsible for. And that's certainly not something that most people understand or want to get on board with. See, being a happy people, if they stopped and realized and they thought about it, they should be a happy taxpayer. Because taxes, yes, they're not the most efficient thing, and they're not always used to the best, in the best way. But taxes and the revenue that they get allows us to be in the country that we're in. And I'm simplifying this. We could get into a major discussion. That's not what I want to do here. But what I want to say is that this is why finances are so important. Because go ahead and get on Twitter and search presidential campaigns that deal with taxes. I mean, there's three or four. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and a few other candidates running on that side or that platform have recently come out with their 70% tax or this or that. And it has everybody in an uproar one way or the other. But again, we just don't understand it. And it's painfully obvious that we don't understand it based on the comments and the feedback that people are doing on it. So what do we have to do? We have to educate ourselves on taxes. Before we just scream and cry and whine about it, we have to educate ourselves on what to do with taxes, why they're there, and everything that goes with it. The other problem is this, that tax laws or tax breaks or tax benefits or tax plans are implemented, and so people think that they're going to do one thing, but they end up not doing what they thought they would do. And again, this is not an attack on one side or the other or one candidate who's, created a tax plan and it doesn't turn out the way that it has. It's because the people that don't understand taxes are the ones that end up paying the heavy burden. And, I'm sure I could get some responses that say, well, that's not true, that's not fair, and all this stuff. But understanding why taxes are created and whether you have a lot of money or you don't, right? The government is willing to give tax breaks to those who satisfy and those who take some of the burden of what the government should do, which is provide safety, provide housing, provide jobs. So if you're going to provide housing in the form of rentals, right, the government is willing to give you tax breaks. If you're going to provide jobs in the form of becoming an entrepreneur and creating businesses that provide jobs to people, then the government's willing to give you tax breaks. But do most people understand that? And the answer is no. And so when the tax plans are created, they have those people in mind that are willing to do that. Not everybody's at the same place and being able to do it at the same scale. But everybody, if they understood finances, if they understood taxes, they could take a step in that direction to creating it. And they could create a long-term game plan and saying, well, this is how I could not pay as much in taxes. This is how I could still contribute my fair share. It just wouldn't be in the form of a tax. It'd be in the form of a housing or a form of job creation, or I use that term, that's a sensitive term for people. So in the form of helping people become employed. And so that's really what it's all about. But how do you understand all that unless you have some background, unless you have some education on it? I wasn't taught that growing up. I wasn't taught that in any of my schooling. Yet because of personal development, because of studying and reading books on the subject of finance and educating myself, that's where I came across it. And that's what we need to start doing. We need to educate our children, and we need to educate people as they grow up about these things so that they don't make it to adulthood and have no idea what taxes are, why they're there, and what the benefits are. So I just wanted to share those thoughts on finances and see what, if we were to take one step from this, what's one step we could take, what's one step you could take in educating yourself more learning more, even if you have a solid base on taxes and why they're there, what's another step you could take? What's something else you could learn? Or if you're brand new, where could you start learning about taxes, start learning about finances? Because this is a thing, and I think everybody can agree, right? Taxes are going to be there whether we like it or not. And when you don't understand them, you get hurt by them. When you understand them, that's when you can use them to your benefit. And unfortunately, right now, there's a large majority of people that don't understand them. And that group of people, that demographic, that class, right? If we're talking about a wealthy class versus a not as wealthy class, right? That class that doesn't understand is continuing to grow. And that's where one of the discrepancies, that's where one of the, that's where the ratio of wealthy to not wealthy is coming from. Because the small minority of people understand how to use taxes to their advantage. And not saying it's right or wrong, just saying that's the matter of fact. And most people don't understand how to use taxes to their benefit. And they fall into the latter category. And that disparity between the 1% and the 99% continues to grow because of that. Again, this is not me saying I am on one side or the other. I'm saying this is the state that we're in. This is the status of our society. This is the status of our economy. This is the status that we have to deal with. So rather than cry about it, rather than whine about it, we need to educate ourselves about it so that we can help as many people as we can and as many people that want to get on the side where they can use that to their benefit. So I know this is a touchy, a sensitive topic for a lot of people, but again, finances are just such an important fundamental to master. And with it, and once you master it, it opens the doors to so many other opportunities. And wanting to, or hoping that somebody will relieve us of our financial burden or just come in and save us with a lottery ticket or something to that effect is a passive way of approach of doing this. The better way is to set your own sail through education of finances, through taking those first steps. So I encourage you to do an internet search. If you have no idea where to start, I encourage you to do an internet search about finances or about taxes, and then start there. See what are the top 5 books. What's the top podcast? You know, what is something like that where you can start to educate yourself? Because you're not going to get it from school if you're still there. You're not going to get it from your parents. You're not going to get it from a boss. You're not going to get it without your own personal education and your desire to do it. So I hope this ignited the fire. It lit, you know, it was your starting point. It was your turning point to finally start learning about finances, to start learning about taxes, so that when these candidates, when these things come up in society and you see them on social media trends, that you can understand what's really behind it and not fall victim, not fall prey to the smoke and mirrors and to the things that people say that are going to happen and they're really not. And that's on both sides of the aisle. This isn't a one-sided thing. Because the truth be told, the people that are proposing whatever tax plans they're proposing, they don't understand fully either. You know, I would say 99% of people don't understand taxes, how they can work, and how to, what's best for everybody. So play a part, play your role in learning and educating yourself about finances and taxes. And I've said that and I'm repeating myself, but again, it's that important, because if we all had a better understanding, we wouldn't have such heated debates. We'd be able to have negotiations and communications about them to find the best resolve and resolution, rather than just heated and angry arguments about it. So I hope I brought some value. I hope it inspired you to take some action on your financial journey today. Leave a comment in below and where you are going to start with finances, or what your current belief is on finances and taxes. Would love to get a discussion going. Would love to connect on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, at Jordan Lane Miller, or at J Lane Miller. And you can drop me a line. And my email is jordan@jordanlanemiller.com. My website is jordanlanemiller.com. So obviously everything's pretty congruent. If you want to find out some more about these 8 fundamentals, you can pick up a free copy of my book called Life's Tuition. I'll send it to you for free if you just pay the shipping and handling for that. It's a free book to get you started on your journey with these 8 fundamentals. But until next time, make it a great day. And again, continue on your own journey with these 8 fundamentals. And let's do it together. It's a stronger and it's a more powerful journey when we can share with each other. Look forward to it. Thanks.